Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13@greatdetectives.net. Give us a call, 208-991-4783. Well, I do want to let you know that we have a new ebook out. It's called What Made the Golden Age Shine. In it, I examine what's so unique, special, and attractive about the Golden Age of Entertainment. It's about an 8,000-word manifesto. It's available for the Kindle right now. We'll look at making it available for other e-readers in about the next 3 months. And All I Needed to Know I Learned from Columbo is still available. And we've got a whole mess of fiction available. And Tales of the Dim Night, Powerhouse Flies Again, As Digital Stalking Suffers. I did a whole post on it at greatdetectives.net. Let's get into today's episode now. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. This one is called The Berlin Manor.
One has... Johnny Dollar.
Dave Hopkins, Johnny. Camden Life and Fidelity. Got a German visa?
Oh, I sleep with it under my pillow, Davey.
Huh? If you want, Berlin, your next port of call. Want it?
Well, what's the story, Davey?
It's like this, Johnny. A client of ours, Sam Harvey, category 50,000, 20 paid life. A couple of years ago, Harvey went to Berlin as consulting engineer for a machine tool firm. 6 months ago, he upped his policy from 10 to 50,000.
Good head on his shoulders.
Just listen, huh? Also, he changed beneficiaries from his mother to a woman he married over there.
Well, that's allowed, isn't it, Davey?
Maybe, maybe not. Yesterday, we got a cable from Berlin police. Herr Sam Harvey is newly dead in the Rhineland. Well, Johnny?
Okay, Dave, you named it. Berlin.
How about taking a minute or so to talk about seals and fish that have some connection with the government of the United States? Now, that isn't as strange as it sounds. You take the matter of seals, for example. There are two types of seals that are the responsibility of the Secretary of State. First, there's the Great Seal of the United States, which is stamped on all official documents. The Secretary of State makes sure it's always on hand when it's needed. The other kind of seals he takes care of are the ones that swim in the ocean, since it's up to the Secretary to work out agreements with representatives of other countries and let them know how many seals can be caught in what is called international waters and when. The Secretary of State works out similar deals for the catching of fish and lobsters because these agreements are actually treaties. Before they can be put into effect, they have to be approved by 2/3 of the Senate. As a matter of fact, any time our government wants to work out a deal with a foreign country on trade, mutual assistance, fish, seals, or lobsters, it's done by treaty. And all treaties are signed by the President. Though some of them aren't drawn up until after the Secretary of State has worked over the rough spots in order to pave the way for prompt ratification. So, just remember, the Secretary of State is a mighty important wheel in the machinery of your United States government.
Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to Home Office, Camden Life and Fidelity Company Limited, Camden, New Jersey. The following is an accounting of expenditures during my investigation of the Berlin matter. Expense account item 1, $546.73, airfare and incidentals to Berlin via New York City. Item 2, $3.10, cab fare, Tempelhof Airport, American Zone, to the Waldenstern Hotel, where I registered, sent my luggage to my room, then went on to the red granite pile called police headquarters on the Wilhelmstrasse. Here a sub-lieutenant saw my credentials, listened to my story, and ushered me to the proper Oberlieutenant.
Meissner, Wilhelm Meissner.
I'm Johnny Dollar.
Would you wish to know the death of Sam Harvey, no?
Everything you can tell me.
So, last Tuesday, the body of Herr Harvey was found in the harbor there. The papers he carried made possible his identification, and his being an American national, therefore proper authorities were notified, as well as proper information on proper forms, as well as...
Can I see these forms, Lieutenant?
Of course.
Here, as you please.
Thank you. It says here his body was found just north of Spandau. Where's Spandau, Lieutenant?
British zone.
Well, what would Sam Harvey be doing there?
Please.
Well, it says here Sam was employed by Koenig Machine Tool, which it also says here is in the American zone. So I'd like to know, Lieutenant, if you have any idea what he was doing.
I will show you something. It will make things easier.
Good.
Map of Berlin. French zone, British zone, American, Russian.
Uh-huh.
And here is Spandau, on the harbor there. Above it, north, French zone.
So?
My guess is your Sam Harvey died somewhere in the French zone, was thrown into the harbor river, which current carried him down to here, to the harbor there, where he was found.
But that's only a guess.
Unofficial. Official, it would be written down, but it is not.
Why do you make a guess like that, Lieutenant?
You see, here, the suburb, Hegel, and the French zone, it is trackless.
What does that mean?
Rough. Now, Sam Harvey is certainly not the first man who was dumped into the harbor river.
Dumped? Dumped means murdered and pushed, Lieutenant.
Murdered and pushed.
Okay. What else?
You see here, in the file... Positive identification made by Paul Turner.
Who is Paul Turner?
A friend of Herr Harvey. He claimed the body and buried it. Also, he took it upon himself to notify Herr Harvey's wife.
Where does it say wife?
Nowhere, but I recall Herr Turner said while Harvey was in Vienna and that he would inform her of the death of her husband.
Well, I think that's real friendly, don't you?
Please.
Never mind. Well, thanks, Lieutenant. Can I do something for you in return? A beer or something? Expense account item 3, 90 cents for 2 rounds of brown beer with my newly found friend, Lieutenant Willie Meissner, at the Bierstube across the street, where I told him all I knew about Milwaukee and got in return a promise of continued cooperation. Expense account item 4, $1.20 to number 15 Kendenstrasse in the American zone, the address of Paul Turner.
That's right, Dollar, I identified him.
Who killed him, Mr. Turner?
Oh, now listen.
Yeah?
Don't get cagey with me and say who killed him and lean closer to me to see if I'm going to go to pieces. I didn't even know he was killed.
He was pushed into a river.
Listen, there was a beer festival up in the French zone last week. Tegel, a suburb. So you can figure it.
Sam got drunk and fell in the river? Not pushed?
That's the way I read it.
Did he ever say anything to you about all that insurance he carried?
No. Mm-mm. Tied a lot, huh?
First it was 10, then a while back he upped it to 50.
1,000?
That's right.
Well, she's worth it.
Who? Paul's wife?
Worth every nickel of it.
Which comes to a question.
Well, you mean, where is she?
I mean, where is she?
She'll be here.
Her husband's been dead for 4 days.
Well, she's in Vienna.
Well, it must take all of 3 hours flying time to get here from Vienna.
Listen, Dollar, I'm going to tell you something. Don't ask questions with raised eyebrows, like everybody's lying or covering up. A guy named Sam Harvey died, and there's been a lot of tears on account of it. So gentle your way around. Huh? Make the questions come out polite.
You know, I'm going to try that.
Good, good.
What are you doing here in Berlin?
I have a civilian job with the Army. I interpret.
Oh? How do you like it?
Nice. See how we can get along if we try?
How come Paul's wife hasn't showed up for 4 days?
Oh, I have a wire here. Wait a minute. I'll read it to you. Illness gone. Arrived Tempelhof Airport this evening. 18 hours. Elsa.
Let me see it.
You read German, Johnny?
No. Are you going to meet her?
Right. Sure be glad to have you along, Johnny. Be nice. Fine.
Expense account item 5, $3.40. Full tank of petrol for Paul Turner's Volkswagen. He had his hand trapped in his pants pocket. We had a little time before Elsa's plane landed at Tempelhof, so we rode around Berlin, a three zone. The fourth didn't encourage sightseers. At a little before six, we got to Tempelhof.
Look, my moon light is from Prague to the best to me. But the dealer and the best out can the
ride. Wow, she's a little ahead of schedule.
Yeah. You'll know Mrs. Harvey when you see her?
You know, you ask polite, but you don't listen polite, Johnny, kid. I told you Sam's wife is worth every penny the 50 grand you say he left her. Now, would I say a thing like that if I didn't know her when I saw her?
Well, you hadn't mentioned it.
Now, before he married her, the three of us went around a bit in Vienna. Then Sam married her, and Elsa stayed in Vienna. I haven't seen her since. 6 months now.
Why did she stay in...
Yeah, that must be Elsa. See? Black dress, heavy black veil, black gloves. Classy dresser, that Elsa.
Yeah. Come on.
Elsa. Elsa.
Dieter?
Paul Turner, Elsa. Don't you remember?
Oh, this veil is so... I will lift it. Oh, hello, boy.
It's been a long time since we were together, Elsa.
A long time.
I'm sorry about...
Oh, you, my husband, close friend, is dear friend, Paul.
Mrs. Harvey?
Dieter?
I'd like to introduce myself. I'm Johnny Dollar, insurance investigator.
Dieter?
Insurance investigator means that I was sent here to investigate your husband's death for my company.
Well, it means he's got $50,000 for you, Elsa, but first he's got to ask...
Please, Paul, let the gentleman speak.
I'll have to ask you where you were when your husband died.
In Vienna.
Why did you live in Vienna, Mrs. Harvey, and your husband in Berlin?
I have work in Vienna. Work I cannot leave with the refugee commission. Sam had his work here. We lived there as we wanted and as we needed. You are finished, Mr. Dollar?
Well, no, I'm not quite finished.
Paul, please.
You finished, Dollar, for now. Come on, Elsa, I'll get you through customs.
Expense account item 6, $2.20. Cab fare back to the Waldenstern Hotel. Item 7, $1.50. Supper. Knockwurst and sauerkraut washed down with black beer. After which, 10 hours sleep with no dreams.
Hello? Is Johnny Dollar?
Sir? Oh, yeah, this is Johnny Dollar.
Good morning. Is it Wilhelm Meissner?
Oh, good morning, Willie. Goodbye, Willie.
Oh, do not wish me farewell, Herr Dollar.
Well, all right, Willie. You want to chat?
Yeah, I would like it. However, this is official, or else I would apologize for awakening you. I have just received word from the police and the British law.
About what?
About a barge.
A barge?
Yes, a barge. The river barge, Liebfrau, on the harbor there. It touches Pier 12 of Spandau. You will come.
Wait a minute, Willie. I'd like to...
The car will be outside your hotel. You will awake, dress, and come.
Here. On the barge, Dollar. Come here. Yeah, here, Dollar.
Well, only yesterday it was Willie and Johnny. What's happened?
Come here, please, to the pilot's cabin. In, Herr Dollar.
Wow. Who's he?
The man who is dead, with a bullet in the nape of his neck?
Yeah, that one.
Kurt Hausmann, captain pilot of this barge. Observe what else, Herr Dollar?
What?
On the desk, under his arm, complete close with me. A letter, Herr Pilot Hausmann, has begun to write. It is, of course, in German. I will translate it. If you wish of Sam Harvey to know, come you to the barge. Now I will move his arm. You see to whom this letter is addressed?
To me.
To you, Johnny Dollar. What do you say to that?
Thank you.
You know, many great men have attained the highest office in our land, the presidency of the United States. Can you guess the name of this man? He was the second vice president to become president. The son of a poor family, he was indentured to a clothmaker as apprentice at 15. And when he was 19, he bought his freedom for $30. As a congressman from New York in 1837, he opposed the entrance of Texas as a slave territory. During his administration, the country was strongly pro-slavery. And as a protest, Harriet Beecher Stowe wrote Uncle Tom's Cabin. The anti-slavery group in his party strongly resented his signing a bill which penalized anyone who refused to return runaway slaves to their rightful owners. If you don't have his name by now, here's one more clue. His administration saw California's entrance into the Union. Who was he? Millard Fillmore, 13th President of the United States. His life is part of your American heritage.
And now with our star, John Lund, we bring you the second act of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar.
Herr Dollar, since you have arrived, you have talked with people. With me, with Paul Turner, and at Templehof Erdrum, with a widow. What words did you speak to them, Johnny Dollar, that makes this man dead?
Read it this way, Willie. I'm on a job. Insurance investigator.
Yeah, into the dying of Sam Harvey.
Into the murder of Sam Harvey. $50,000 worth.
So, perhaps you have discovered a thing which I, too, should know of the death of Sam Harvey, which will explain this death, if that is so. And tell me.
So far, I've found nothing. Nothing you don't know already. Not one thing.
Please.
I tell you, I
Please.
Don't...
Please. I believe you.
Well, you've got a way with you, Willie.
Schöner Danke.
You want to tell me things now?
Happily, I do.
This Kurt Hausmann. Who is he?
Pilot of a river barge.
What else?
Thief, petty, also grand.
What else?
Before he grew out of it, a black marketeer.
And after that, what?
Smuggler. From west to the east zone. Also vice versa. Very rich.
And still you let him get away?
Please.
Go ahead.
Kurt Hausmann. Besides what he was also an eel. You understand? A slippery eel. Many times arrested, many times released. Insufficient evidence. An eel.
And he's murdered on the Havel River and found at Spandau,
near the French zone, where also was found the body of Sam Harvey, where...
Please.
Forgive me.
Near the French zone, where also was found the body of Sam Harvey. And he begins a letter to me saying, if I want to know about Sam Harvey...
Which will become an exhibit on the official file.
Which figures he knew something about Harvey's death.
I would say so.
Then someone stopped him from getting the letter to me.
I would say so.
And that's all?
No. Kurt had a friend. A beloved friend. Fräulein Mary Fuller. She came with a troop 4 years ago to entertain your occupation forces. She entertained them. When they left, she stayed. Unter den Linden was what she wanted, she says.
Where do I find her?
Where do we find her?
Yeah, you and me. Where?
At Zehlendorf. There's a carnival there.
A carnival?
Yeah, waxworks, the hula dancers, knife throwers. Fräulein Mary stands in front and beckons. So?
Well, we just better see this Fräulein, Willie.
Yeah, after the ambulance has taken away the body of Herr Hausmann.
Here's a Yankee Doodle, if I ever saw one. And Dandy.
Hiya.
And look who you've got to be with.
Fräulein.
Go away, Willie. I'm earning a living.
It is necessary to talk to you, Fräulein.
You too.
It'll be my pleasure.
Doll.
Something has happened, Fräulein. Kurt.
What about him?
He is dead. Fräulein, I'm sorry, but sometimes it becomes necessary for me.
There's a bench over there.
He's a bum. You know that, don't you? Sure, you know that.
Fräulein, please, sit down.
Thank you, Willie. How did Kirk die, Willie?
By a bullet in the back of the neck.
How else would he die?
He was writing a letter to me when he was shot.
Oh?
Why would he be doing a thing like that, Mary?
Who are you?
Johnny Dollar. I'm an insurance investigator.
Why? I mean, why? Why are you here now talking to me in front of a tourist trap? And with Willie here, what's happening?
Just take it easy.
That's the latest word, just take it easy. All right, okay. Brave smile. How is it?
Fine. Great.
Questions, Fräulein?
Whenever you're ready.
Do you know who killed Kurt, Fräulein?
No.
Fräulein, 5 days ago, an American by the name of Sam Harvey was found in the harbor there, drowned. Did you know him?
Old Sam? Old Sam Harvey?
What about him?
He was a thief.
How?
The barge on the river.
Kurt's barge?
Sam owned it with Kurt. Anything illegal that could be done on the river. Smuggling, black market, name it. Anything from Potsdam and up the canals all the way to Hamburg. If it was illegal and could be carried by barge, my Kurt and good old Sam Harvey.
I thought Sam was the machine tool engineer.
Only when the barge business was slow.
Did you know his wife?
Practically.
What does that mean?
I was her shopper. Sam would give me money and say, buy for Elsa. Presents. Silk stuff they make over in the French zone. Leather from the British zone. Lots of these ceramic earrings, see, like I'm wearing?
Yeah, real nice.
Just make them for pierced ears. Sam showed a pair of them to Kurt, and Kurt made me pierce my ears so I could wear them, too.
Yeah?
Sam would get me to buy sweaters and woolens for her. Buy them and send them to her.
To Vienna?
Sure.
One more thing. You know a lad named Paul Turner?
No. You want me anymore, Willie? Thanks. Hey, my hair, Fräulein. Now, come on in. Now, come on in. We got a snake charmer. We got a nice
I asked Willie to drop me off at Paul Turner's in the American zone. There, I asked Turner the address of Sam's widow, Elsa Harvey. He sent me to the Tyrol Hotel, where on the third floor rear, Elsa opened a door to me.
What do you wish here?
To make an apology, Mrs. Harvey.
Consider you have done so. Good day, Herr Dollar.
And to do another thing. To give you the papers you'll need to sign, so you can get that 50,000 insurance of your husband.
Come in. Give them to me.
Sure. Take your time about it, Mrs. Harvey. Read them over. I'll wait till you're finished.
A messenger will bring them to you.
Yeah, sure he will. Mrs. Harvey.
Yes?
You're a very beautiful woman.
Thank you.
Very beautiful. You always wear your hair like that? Long, falling to your shoulders? Do me a favor.
What?
Put your hair up for me.
Put my... I don't understand you.
Oh, please. Just see how you look. I've been wondering. Yeah. Yeah, like that.
Und what, Herr Dollar?
Well, I've already said it. You're a very beautiful woman.
You must go.
Sure. Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen, Herr Dollar.
Expense account item 8, $1.30. Cab fare to the small carnival in Zehlendorf. And a girl who stood there and dared people to come in. To ask her for an address, I guess she must know. She'd sent so many presents to it. Expense account item 9, $63.95, airfare and incidentals to Vienna. Expense account item 10, cab fare, $1 even. To a red brick apartment building, 5 stories high and a block square.
Frau Harvey?
That's right.
Mrs. Harvey is dead.
When?
Yesterday morning, early.
Listen, did she get a wire from Berlin last Tuesday?
Yes, she did. But of course she could not read it. I gave it to the other lady.
What other lady?
Her friend, who lives across the hall, who was kind to her and took care of her, who paid for her funeral.
And who moved out right after it was over?
Yes, but how did you know?
Yeah. Oh.
The widow Harvey inside, Paul?
Uh-huh.
You answer her door for her now?
Mm-hmm.
So I have to get past you to speak to her, huh?
Elsa?
Yes, boss?
It's Johnny Dollar.
Good.
Come on in.
Hello, Frau Harvey.
Here are the papers, Herr Dollar. I have signed them.
Oh, fine. Thank you.
What are you doing?
Tearing paper.
Are you going crazy, Dollar?
No, no. I always tear up policies this way, Paul.
What is the meaning of this?
What's your real name?
My name?
Cut it out, honey. This Dollar's no slob. How much do you know, Dollar?
All of it.
For instance?
Well, I just got in from Vienna. A girl died there. Sam Harvey's wife.
Mm-hmm. See, I told you he wasn't any slob, honey.
She was sick. Then she died. Her husband died. Why shouldn't I have the money in the policy? I took care of her.
That's not
I...
legal. That's all, honey.
How could he know, Paul? How could he possibly know?
By a stupid little slip. Earrings. For pierced ears. Like Sam's wife had and like you don't. Which made me go to Vienna to make sure. And I did, and I'm sure.
Okay, Dollar.
Okay, what?
You tore up the policy. Blow.
Paul, you knew this girl was a phony right away at the airport. Thought you went along with her. I asked myself why.
You got an answer?
You're trying to hide something, too. Murder?
Yes, something's got to give, Dollar.
Sam's murder? Carl's?
You know what you know, and I know what I know. One of us has got to go.
Killed Sam because you wanted in on the barge business. The smuggling, the black market. But Carl. Why Carl, Paul? Why did you kill him?
He didn't want me in. So bad he didn't want me in, he threatened to get to you.
He almost did.
You almost got out of Germany, Dollar. But now I don't...
Mr. Dollar?
Yeah?
I hurt no one. I took care of her when she was sick. Even when she died, I paid to bury her. I took a chance, and I lost, Mr. Dollar. Who can say I harmed anyone? And in Vienna, it's not very pleasant. Oh, please.
Not for me to say. For another fellow. Name of Willie. Nice man. Very nice. Expense account item 11, $67.70. Hotel bill and incidentals while in Berlin and Vienna. Expense account total, $693.03. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, stars John Lund in the title role and was written by Morton Fine and David Friedkin with music by Eddie Dunstetter. Featured in tonight's cast were Benny Rubin, Edgar Barrier, Jerry Gaylor, Hal March, and Virginia Gray. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, is produced and directed by Jaime Del Valle. This is Charles Lyon, inviting you to join us again next week at the same time when, from Hollywood, John Lund returns as...
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Welcome back. All that and Millard Fillmore, too. I'd read that about him and indentured servitude, but I'd forgotten it. So that was, I think, an interesting show overall. Heading over to, of course, post-war Berlin. Now, at this point, about a little less than 9 years after the war was over. All right, well, that will do it for today. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us over on Twitter at Radio Detectives. Be sure and fill out our listener survey, survey.greatdetectives.net, and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. But from Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.